this is our final Transportation and Infrastructure Services Committee for the year, so we'll go ahead and get started. The first thing on the agenda is the Sewer Utility Fund. So who's going to talk to us about that? Brittany.
That would be me.
Great. All right. The floor is yours.
Well, this evening I am bringing
Alexa off.
Well, good evening, everyone. This evening I am bringing forward a proposed amendment to Resolution 2016, which is focused on our public work fee schedule for utilities. The amendment is focused specifically on our sewage disposal rate increase through King County. So they have increased their rate in 2022 from $47.37 to $49.27 per residential customer equivalent per month. When we developed this resolution in December of 2020, they did not have their rate schedule available yet for 2022. However, we would like to include their 2022 rates to accurately reflect our sewage rate fees. So council is being asked to adopt the proposed amendment to Resolution 2016 at this evening's consent agenda at the council's special meeting.
Great. Thank you, Brittany. Councilmember Quinn, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions. Alignment with the rate to make sure it's accurate.
Thank you. Councilmember McLeod.
No questions. Seemed pretty straightforward to me.
Okay, well then it sounds like we're in consensus. This will go forward to the consent agenda for the meeting, special meeting tonight. So great.
Yes.
Thanks, Brittany.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So the next thing on our agenda starts on page 17. It's the Surface Water Fund Nelson Side Channel Grant Application. So Mr. Perfetti.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, good evening. Yes, this is for the Nelson Side Channel, which will restore a remnant section of the Green River. Sorry, can you hear me?
Council Chair. Can you hear me?
I can. Yes, Deshaun.
So this item I will not be voting on, only because it's a grant, pastor, but I won't be voting on this one.
Okay. Thank you for letting me know that. Okay. Go ahead, Mike.
Sure. So the Nelson Side Channel Habitat Restoration Project will create about 1.2 acres of off-channel rearing habitat for juvenile Chinook salmon and other salmonids, and potentially a public recreation amenity. King County has this new grant program called the Open Space and River Corridors Grant Program. It's funded through their six-year parks levy, and this is the first call for grants. The Nelson Side Channel fits in quite well with this because of its benefit to the environment, to salmon, to floodplains, and to public access. And so the city would like to request permission from you to apply for about $300,000 is what we think we're going to target, with a 20% match of about $75,000 coming from the allocated CIP revenue for this project, which is at $147,000 for the current budget cycle. And this just requires committee approval, and so we ask your approval to apply for this grant.
Thank you. Councilmember McLeod.
Yes, I'm all for grant money, so I would be in favor of this. Thank you.
Great. So I am the other committee member, and I am as well, so you need committee approval, and so I think you've got it.
Great. Excellent. Thank you.
Go forth and apply. Thank you.
Will do.
All right. So now that brings us down to the 42nd Avenue South Phase 3 project. That starts on page 19. Mr. Ronda, the floor is yours.
Thank you. So both of these are pretty similar. They're closeouts for the 42nd Avenue and the 53rd Avenue projects. I guess the kind of cliff notes for 42nd was that it was primarily for neighborhood improvements. It had some undergrounding in it. It upgraded some of the roadway features and took care of a culvert problem on that project. And there's a lot of numbers there, but the big picture is that we had $15 million in the budget for that project, and it came in with all the miscellaneous design and construction management at 14.9. So we're asking for permission to close, subject to standard lien release procedures.
Great, thank you. Councilmember Quinn.
Yeah, just a quick question. It's been a while. Well, one, it's great that we're at the final punch list for the 42nd. And I'm just wondering, did we how do we come out with the reimbursement? Because I know we were going back and forth. Hari, maybe you can answer that question, because that was kind of a overarching issue of trying to resolve the city light issue.
You want to take that, Hari? I'm not sure if I understand the question, but.
Yeah, if I understand the question correctly, there were a few items that were part of the undergrounding costs that Seattle City Light has conflict with other utilities that caused our contractor to do extra traffic control, and the delay has cost us. So on that, Councilmember Deshaun, we sat down with Seattle City Light several times, and we were able to get some of the additional money from the City Light that is a quantity overrun. So as long as there is a bid item in the contract between us and them, and they have agreed that the quantities have overrun, they paid us. But if there are additional delays that we think there's a percentage cost that of the overall project that they have to pay, City Light has expressed the inability to pay unless it is part of the original bid items that were in the contract, which we, even though it's unfortunate, we understand the structure they're operating under, which is you have to have a bid item, you have to have a unit price, and you have to have a approval before the initial cost is incurred. Those are standard construction management practices. That's what they're asking for. So the answer is it's a mixed answer to outcome was a mixed outcome.
Yeah, that makes sense to me, although it's kind of a process piece. When there is a disagreement with utilities, there is no, I mean, I guess we could have a proactive item for disputes, but that's kind of, you're putting that energy into to where the project goes. And so sometimes it would show up because you asked for it. So I understand. It makes sense.
Councilmember McLeod.
There was a bit of residential noise as we were finishing up this project. Any feedback on what the community says about 42nd? I mean, I think it's a great street. I've driven it and walked it. So I'm just curious what their reactions were, because we got a lot of emails at one point.
Yeah, I didn't specifically get any feedback from the residents. Hari might have, or Brittany might have.
Yeah, some of the feedback that we got from the residents was about at least a year or two old, when we were finishing the second lift of the pavement, and when we had the sidewalks closed, when we were doing the last Seattle City Light service lines that were disturbing property landscaping, and some of the property front yards. So all of that was successfully taken care of. And we had a little bit of feedback on the stop sign that was way up above on 42nd between us and SeaTac, and in the jurisdiction where people were speeding on 42nd. We incorporated that. We put a flashing stop sign up there. So since then, the last year and a half, we're getting good feedback from the community. We have seen a lot of the school kids using that sidewalks to get to their schools. So that's the feedback.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that it's done. I think the end product is pretty good.
Yeah, I think in the case of the culvert, like, no feedback is good feedback. Right? If you don't get calls, yeah, it means it's working.
Yeah. I think Hari articulated it well. There were, with the lane of the second coat of pavement and the sidewalks and the blockage. So, but in the end, it's a nice street. You guys did a good job.
Great. I don't have anything extra on this one. So thank you. That makes sense to me. The other thing to note, this item, and the first item, they'll be on the COW tonight first, and then they'll move to special issues, just so we don't think we're jumping a step. So this is fine with me. So I think we are in agreement then to forward this on to the COW and then to the consent agenda this evening for the special meeting. Okay, so that brings us to the last one, which is 53rd, the fun one.
They're all fun. What do you mean?
I know.
So 53rd is basically a kind of a carbon copy of 42nd minus the culvert. It was a neighborhood improvement. It had a bunch of roadway improvements, including landscaping, et cetera. And I think we integrated some traffic calming into the street. It was also an undergrounding project. And big picture on this one is that the project budget was $9.25 million, and the final cost, including design and construction management services, was $8.96 million. So we were under budget with that one as well, just barely.
Great. Thank you, Councilmember Quinn.
I have no questions. I'm very happy with the ultimate result of this project. I think it came out really well.
Thank you, Deshaun. Councilmember McLeod.
Yes, very happy as well, including the last little leg of 53rd that goes down by the dentist office. I think you guys, we ultimately got it right, and it looks great. So I again say congratulations on a project that's completed and under budget and looks great and very serviceable.
Great. Thank you, Tom. All right. So that one will also go to the COW and then on to the special meeting under the consent agenda. So I think that's it. So I want to thank my fellow council members for a great year here with the Transportation Committee. You know, serving with both of you has always been a pleasure, and I really want to thank staff for all of their help and all of their work. And, you know, we've had some tough issues this year, but I just wanted to say thank you personally. And so that's it. So I think we're done, and we can all get ready. We can all get ready to go to run up to City Hall.
Averna, we want to say thank you to you for being chair. You're an excellent chair, and we enjoyed serving with you.
Yeah. So thank you, Councilmember Seale, for your leadership in the committee.
I personally think she had it easy. It's a pretty good committee, but
I know.
But you did a good job all year. Thank you.
Thank you, Deshaun. All right, you guys. Thanks,
thank
David.
You all.
I'll see you in a little while.